Sagt der Heilige Mishne, Nadar Becherim, v'amar lo Nadar Tehle Bechamel Shel Yam, b'korban, v'amar lo Nadar Tehle Bekorbanot Shel Melachim, הרי עצמי קורבן, ואומר לו נדרתי אלא בעצם, שהנחתי לי להיות נדר בו. So if somebody gives not only the explanations that the first part of the Mishnah offered as a possibility, but actually gives an explanation that seems very unlikely. So he says when he's talking about a cherem, he's talking about a fishnet. When he's talking about a korban, he's referring to a gift to the government. What he's referring to his own self being osur, he's referring to a bone, which is all unbelievable. Or if he says, when I said kunim ishti ne'enetli, all I meant was my ex. On all of the above, akolan einishalilim, they are not a netter at all. V'im nishalu, which doesn't make any sense, on shinotu machmirin alayim, it seems to be an obvious contradiction. I mean, if they're not a netter, they don't require she'ila, so what are we being machmir and what are we being manish? What is the chumrah? What is the onish? All to be understood. V'chachamim omrim, potchim lehem chetach mimakom acher. Chachamim argue on both elements. There's no onish, there's no chumrah, and what's more, well, that might be the chumrah, as we'll see, that they disagree with, we will also allow you to have a petach through charata. In other words, we don't need from the actual netter itself. A petach normally is not called mimakom acher, because it's from the context of the netter. Right? In other words, we're saying, the netter said that I will not go into this building. And then, but did you know that this was the building where your best friends are going to be, and so on all the time? But that's a petach. So the netter itself implies it. The charata is that the guy says, look, I was angry, I wasn't thinking clearly, it has nothing to do with what I said, I don't like making nedarim. So it's not from within the netter, it's mimakom acher. So in other words, they argue on both points. We not have any kind of onesh, and we don't have any kind of chumrah. However, we do give a lecture, we go around such people, that they shouldn't play around with the Dorim, even though they mean them really with their fingers crossed. So I said to Gemara Gufa Kasha, you first said, Amrit, in nishalim lahe, v'hodatoni im nishalu on shinotanu machmirin alehim. I don't understand. If they don't require she'ila, so what do you mean? And if there was she'ila, then we're going to be machmir? Omrev Yehuda, no. It's talking about two different cases. Ochitoni. Kulam ein tzrichim she'ila. So in other words, we don't even need to worry about such a netter. It doesn't have any impact. But that's only when the individual who made the netter is aware of the fact that it has no impact. So by medvar mamurim betamit chacham. Aval, ba'am ha'aretz, shebali she'il. If an am ha'aretz thinks this may be a serious netter, and he comes, so then on shinoto machmirin alav. But what does that mean exactly, on shino machmirin? I understand machmirin. I mean, machmirin means the fact that the guy says, you know, I was upset and I opened my fat mouth and I'm stupid. Okay, that's not enough. We're going to have to figure out why there was something in the netter itself that would have made you at the time, as you thought about it, not do it. But that's obviously more difficult to deal with than just the fact that the person had charata. But what does it mean to say onshinoto? Echidami. Kiritanya. Nishinazar v'yaval nezirutot. If somebody took a nezirut, ein nizkakin lo achi yenhog bo isur keyamim shenahar v'mi heter, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda here, Rabbi Yehuda is not referring to this netter. Rabbi Yehuda is saying in general, somebody who made a netter that was a netter and was over, so the number of days that he was over, we also are machmir on him to force him to be knowing the chumrah of the netter. So you would have thought that that's only true about a real netter, but these things anyway, which are just jokes, why should we be machmir? This exactly is what the chachamim were saying. Well, Rabbi Meir was saying that we will be machmir even with a netter of this type. Omer Rabbi Yosi, to an Amar Arthurist. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Bamed Varim Amurim Benizirut Muetet. This is not, let's not go overboard. There's a guy made a nizirut for 30 days. Okay, but a nizirut merubah, so he made a nizirut for a year. He didn't keep his nizirut. I'm going to make him a nazir for a year. Dayo shoshim yom. He should keep a nizirut. Omer of Yosef, hoyo be'ami rabbanan, a nizkakin lo, be'gdina de mizdakike lo avit shapir. When we say Enes Kakinlo, you should know that the meaning of Enes Kakinlo is not, as you might have thought, that we don't trouble ourselves to chase after this guy and see to it that he should get ahead, which we usually do, because even if a person makes a good neder, and we try to do our best to get people to avoid making the neder. So normally we would talk to the man, you know, how about being mati your neder? So you might think that's what it means. Enes Kakinlo means don't chase after him. No. No, it means that even if the guy comes for a heter, that we're not going to be niskaklo before this time is up and so on, and we have to do this chumrah on him. So because of that, if they do, and an individual is mounted in neder, so then lo avi chaper, he's not doing the right thing. Ravacha by Yaakov Amr, it's more than that, b'shamtinalai. A person who will ignore this hora'ah to be machmer on absurd nedarim of this type is someone that will actually will put him in the nidui for doing that. That it's interesting. The Ron brings an actual case in which from the Tosfos that somebody was matir a neder where someone had been noyeg heter, and this even not on these types of nedarim. And he said that because the reason that he did it, the Rav said, and apparently the it was a question as to whether it would be Makabalus, but he timed it that since it was a very broad matter, the guy had asserted all Perota Olam on himself except for wheat. So the opposite of what they do nowadays, right? he was really into gluten, this guy. But in any event, the Rav said, look, if I'm not going to be Mater, so he's Vada going to come to be over. It's not a matter that you can be Aymed on, usually. And therefore, if I don't help him out, he's really going to be end up being nikshal in the dorim and so on. Okay, so in other words, you can certainly use your judgment according to this as to where it's more appropriate. But nonetheless, we will be melamed. This is not a good kind of activity. Because Bichlal and Nedarim are not good kind of activity. Okay. Tana. Le'olam al tirad yom Nedarim. Even if they're good Nedarim. Shesof chalim ol b'shivu'ot. Shvuot are much more chomer, as we said earlier, that the lo'yina ki'ashem, and so on. And in the end, if you're going to start being cowed with your language, you're going to end up saying things that have a din of a shvu, and you'll be over on them. It's just not worth it. You're going to be friendly with Am Haaretz. He's not going to be makbid the way you are in making sure that he took off trumas and maizers. Even a kohen should not be friends with a kohen am haaretz. You know, what's the problem? Give him truma, but maybe he's not makbid on the truma. Give him truma tmeya. Al tarbes sicha im haisha shesovcha lavo lidei niyuf. Niyufness, something lewd. Rav Acha b'Rabbi Yoshaya omer klatzofe v'nashim sofo ba lidei avira. V'chol ha-mistakel, if you're talking, that's just like casual looking. But chol ha-mistakel ba-keva shel isha. If you're staring, and in order to be nina, even what's mashba now is even at the heel of a woman, having lo banim sheinam uganim, your children will not be proper children. Obviously, it's children. It's referring to your own wife, and it's talking about where your wife is biyishto nida. So the mashmaut is that there's only some type of moral issue that's involved. You shouldn't come lidei avira. Maybe you'll come to sleep, but there's a nida. But be'etzem. There's no isser because of an ishmaat mikol dov ra, because otherwise what's it saying? I mean, the act itself is osir stam to be nene. So therefore, over here it's talking about ishtonida. It's how most learn. It's specifically ishtonida. Omer Shimon ben Lakish, when it says akiva, it's not referring. It's a euphemism. Akiva diktani is actually talking about b'mokam atinof. It's talking about the actual genitals. We're just really saying akeva because placement wise it's mechuvan. Tanya, bavur tiyeh yirato b'nechem. Here it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared. Why did he appear on Har Sinai? So he says to the Yom, al tirao ki b'lavur nasot otchem ba'elohimu bavur tiyeh yirato b'nechem levirtitechato, which means that the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai was meant to make a lasting impact on Bnei Yisrael, the Kol HaDoros, Asher Yeshno Po, Asher Nino Po, so that there will be an impact on them, that there will be Yirato Al Pneichem. What's that? Al Pneichem, up against your face. So Al Pneichem is Darshan, the meaning of Al Pneichem is Busha, Zub Busha. When something is Al Pneichem, it means that there's a sense of vulnerability, it's in your face, you hide your face, you don't feel that you can brazenly do what other people do. Levilitita Katova. And then it says, that's Levilitita Katova. Malamet Shabusha. Oh, sorry, I skipped here. No, I didn't. Shabusha may be only the Yirat Chet. If that's the point, then that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. If you will have that sense of Busha, that you're vulnerable, then you won't come Lidei Chet. But if you're brazen, so then you ultimately will be brazen against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon also. Mikan Amru, Simen Yafe Bada, Shu Baishan. Somebody who has Busha, he is, it's clearly a simen that he was more, he's more sensitive. Acherim omrim, kol adam mitbayesh lo b'meira uchote. Someone who has that sensitivity will not come to sin so quickly. But mishe imo boshet panim biyadua shalom du avotav on Har Sinai. Since Moshe Rabbeinu says that Har Sinai left an actual impression, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in order that yirato will be al pneichem, so that you should be sensitive with Busha, it must be that if you don't have it, something's wrong with you. You weren't on Har Sinai. Because otherwise, why didn't you inherit this Mida? Now, at this point, we think that this means literally that he was talking to the angels. Turns out, in the end, that's not what he means at all, but that he's trying to give some strong basis to his statements, but that he's really referring to Talmidei Chachamim, who are like Balachei Hasharet. Chigrin mipnei mahavyin, why do we find children born with problems in their legs? Mipnei shofchim et shulchanam. The machlokas over here, whether that means that they don't use the missionary position, so that they have the woman on top. It's curious, by the way, that the reason the missionary position is called the missionary position is because natives had never heard of such a mishigas, to have a woman underneath and a man on top. And the missionaries were running around quoting this Gemara, no, you gotta have the man on top and the woman on the bottom. Which, I mean, if you think about it, is highly unnatural. And it's mamish. First of all, a man is heavy, it makes insertion difficult, so it's not a normal position. So they never heard of such a thing. Comes along the missionaries.
Did they hear?
The natives. The missionaries had to present the missionary position. Okay, but it's still called more boshet. Others learn ofchina pneyem means actually biashalokadarka. So then, okay, that's already more of an issue, of course, because that's less chiba, not face to face. There's not a sense of equal, and so then you would say because of the fact that he treated her in this fashion, in a way in which affects your thighs or your legs, so to speak, so the children are so affected. That's one thing that I heard. Ilmi b'pnei mahavin, why are children born with speech defects? B'pnei shemenashkim al otu makom. That's because they practice orally. Charashim b'pnei mahavin, b'pnei shemisaprim b'shat tashmish. Why are children born deaf? Because these people are talking about, we'll see that it means talking about things that are unrelated to the actual Shastash Mishas. He's talking about the bills. You know, I mean, that's very inappropriate, and it certainly doesn't make for a happy loving. So over there, the Mida Keneged Mida is using your mouth for such things, for Shastash Mishas, so it's Pugay in the children. Sumin Mipnei Mahamin, why are children born blind? Mipnei Shemistaklin Botomakon. Because of, again, not having boshes and staring at the genitals. Vraminu, Shaluet Ima Shalom. Doesn't it say that it says in a brayta, they asked Ima Shalom, who was the wife of Rabbi Elazar, Mipnei ma banecha yefefiyin beotah, why do you have such beautiful children? So she said, Amralayam, well, you should know that my husband, Enam Mesaper Milo, Betchilat Alayla V'Sof Alayla. My husband who doesn't sleep with me in early evening or towards the morning, because there's women that are walking at that time outside the window and he can hear them. And Kishu Mesaper, the Mesaper obviously over here is a euphemism, which we found many times, Lashon Mesaper. is a euphemism for actual activity. Shemisaper megala tefach u'mechase tefach. So somewhere in megala tefach u'mechase is not just a way of saying he was very tsanua and kept his clothes mostly on, which, by the way, is usur to do, unless a woman gives specific consent. But normally, if a guy says, I want to continue to wear my pajamas, then we force him to give a get and pay a ketuvah. Over here, obviously, he had asked to reshus. But others sort of means literally mechasa tefach and megala tefach, because the halacha is that one is allowed to expose oneself to tfachim for urination, but not to get his begotten wet and so on. So that he, out of those two tfachim, he was mechasa tefach. That's how the Ram learns. That is, he wasn't even megala what would normally be mutter to be megala. V'domelav kemisha kafa'o shade. And he acted as if he's got a demon behind it. He was saying, the devil made me do it. Machlokas, what that means. One charm in the Ran is that he used to do as quickly as possible. But, I mean, everybody has done that. The Gemara says elsewhere, Adarabba, you're supposed to do just the opposite. Schar pri abater is b'schush mashim atzmam. So why in the world would this be a good thing? So this one, it just means, kafar shei, that there was like a sense of, I wish I wouldn't have to give in to this type of activity, but there's a mitzvah, so, you know, I'm forced to do it. It's as if it's forced to do it. So I asked him, what's this business? I am very sensitive not to put myself into a position of pure lust, because if I do, or I hear another woman talking, or whatever, I'm always afraid that I may just become lustful. Instead of concentrating on you. And then nimtzu banav b'inli de mamzerut. I mean, that's like a spiritual mamzerut. For a person to entertain notions about another woman at the time that he's sleeping with his wife, that I feel is disgusting. So in order to allow me to be fully yours, I'm very, very careful. Therefore, my children are very beautiful, because they're made out of love. But anyway, it says over here, that basically, thank you, that basically there is in fact a discussion that's shayach. I mean, I thought you said you're not allowed to discuss anything. No, look, shabimile the tashmish, shabimile the alma, it depends, bimile achronaita. If you're talking about loving, so then enachinami, there's a mitzvah, all mitzvah of ritzoi, we pass it as part of onah. You're not supposed to simply sleep with a woman. You're supposed to speak words of endearment, make her happy, tell her you love her, speak about how beautiful she is. All of those things are considered to be ritzoi, they're merely the tashmish. But to talk about the bills is certainly not appropriate. So that's it. When she would talk with him, in a finami about these inyanim. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, this whole business, this is all Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy. He had a lot of these issues. We don't paskin this way at all. A person could do whatever the heck he wants with his wife. Somebody buys meat. It's a matter how he eats the meat. He wants to eat biltong. Eat gesundheit, mein Kind. Tzli, what do you want? You want a barbecue? Ochlo. Mevushal, you like it cooked, ochlo. Shaluk, you like it stewed, ochlo. V'chein dag, abami, beit atzayad, and if it's sushi, you're going to argue whether it's raw. So therefore, what's an afkamina? And indeed, this indeed is a major machlok, as almost all the Rishonim mean, say that this means that all the above is wrong. Everything, including even anal intercourse. And notice that it doesn't even mention any kind of limitation on Hotzat Zera Levatala. Just as whatever you want to do, you can do. Which is the basis of many Rishonim Paskin and Eino Chinami. There's no din of Hotzat Zera Levatala on Bia Shalom Kedarka. Okay, there are others who say that there is. It shouldn't be normally that's the way, but you know, if you feel like it once in a while, of course the Machmirim came and say once in a while is once in a lifetime. But in any event, the Ikar Halacha, as the Rambam says, is on every last one of these things. So, Kol Ma Sha'rotzeh Adam La'asot B'Ishto, he says, means kiss her wherever he wants, do whatever he wants, and so on. All of this, the Ravid, however, argues, and he says that it's only nogea positions. We paskin, there are more paskins like the Rambam, the Farish. He says, nonetheless, obviously, if somebody is wants to act with greater kedusha, kadosh yomar lo. But meikra din, he argues that Beis Yosef, though not, the Torah also paskins like the Rambam. Beis Yosef there doesn't say anything, but the Shulchan Aruch, when Arachayim is more makbid. So it says on Meimar, if we're paskining not like Yochanan ben Davoi, and he was quoting the Malachi Ashores, how are we, why would the Malachi Ashores not know better? We're not talking about Halach over here, we're talking about, he was saying that the Malachi Ashores were telling him that we know that spiritually speaking, this is what causes children to be born that way. If that's true, what are we saying? They don't know better about things like that? So wouldn't that be a valid statement? You'll notice, he didn't say it's usher. Yochanan ben Davoi. He just said, Malachi Ashores said, this is the way it goes in the world. So we're going to tell people to be noig in a way that's going to be good of such things. Obviously, it wasn't really the Malachi Ashores. So therefore, it must be that these Malachi Ashores were actually Man Malachi Ashores Rabbanan. They're Talmid HaChamim. Because Itema Malachi Ashores Mamash, you're telling me what, these really are angels. So, my Omer of Yochanan, Ina Lachaki Yochanan ben Davoi. Can't we trust the Malachi Ashores? I thought they know about these spiritual matters, right? So therefore, couldn't be that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, let's ignore the Malachi Ashores, even though, of course, we would ignore the Malachi Ashores la halacha. They have no business paskening halacha. We chase them out of here, but fast. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes up with a solution, with nitzchuni banai. But we're talking about over here just in terms of the Bikiyut. So, but even that, it's not because we're talking about Talmid HaChachamim told him this. Why did he quote them as a Malachi Ashores? So my Karli Malachi Ashores, the Mitzayne ke Malachi Ashores. Because the Ron learns Mitzayne doesn't mean in Begodim, like we say, Mipnei Ma Talmid HaChachamim Shebubava Mitzuyanim, that they wear beautiful clothing, but rather the Mitzayne means in the same sense, Melam Shoyi Yisrael Mitzuyanim Sham. That they are different than other people. You can tell them. They stand out. Let me say, stand out is a sense of excellence. Something unique. And they don't mix with the regular people. You could see a Talmud Chacham immediately. So they call them a Malachi Ashores. There was a woman who came to Rabbi to ask him, Amra lo Rabbi, Arachti lo Shulchan, I set him a beautiful table, v'afcho, he turned it upside down, the table. So she was big marame, is it okay that he switches positions like that, or that he's boil shalekadarka? Omar la, so he said to her, Biti, what's your problem? Torah tiratcha. The Torah was matter you. Anima aselakwet, you don't like it, what am I supposed to do for you? So this is the base of the Ravid, says clearly this is even the Chatchila. Because otherwise, Rebbe's saying, even the Chatchil is not a problem, right? So this part, Vaday, we were saying, Halacha, is not like Yochanan ben Davoi. The other things we weren't referring to. That's the Ravid is Machmir. But others learned it's on all of the above. Ahida atoylekami de Rav, Omralo Rabbi, Arachti lo Shulchan Vavcho. So he said, Mai Shrabi Minita. I said, what's the difference between you and sushi? You can eat sushi any way you like it. Mikan amarebi, this means al yishte adam acher. It means what it's saying is don't follow, you have to follow what's real, not your eyes. You can't be sleeping with one woman thinking about another woman. Om Ravina, this is even where both of your wives. So this guy feel shtei nashav. Shtehen nashav, you're married to both of them. Otherwise, obviously, we're talking about over here what a person who's committing adultery in his mind. It's his own wife. But nonetheless, once again, the Gemara stresses that intercourse is meant to be an intercourse of love. It's a emotional intercourse, not simply physical. So somebody's acting out with one woman loving another. That's terrible. And indeed, indeed, it says, Uvaroti mikem ha-mordim va-pushindi, that I will get rid of the ones who are mordim. Who are those? I'm going to believe you. Elu b'nei teisha midot. Those are the children that are born from the following nine that turn out to be 10 things, but we're going to call two of them one things. And what are they? They are the children of Osnat, the Mishaga'ach. What does this stand for? B'nei Ema and B'nei Anusana. That's one category. A woman is frightened of her husband. Or literally raped by her husband. So again, that's the ultimate merida, so to speak. You were married against love, forced her to do things she didn't really want to do. And because of that, the children could be mordim. B'nei Nidui, where someone was Osir, he was Menudeh, he wasn't supposed to be sleeping with his wife. B'nei Tumura, where a person slept with the wrong woman, thinking it's somebody else, but his other wife. B'nei Meriva, over here, B'nei Snua, sorry, if he hates his wife. B'nei Meriva is when he had an argument. He doesn't hate his wife, but he sleeps in a state of argument and without making up. B'nei Shichrut. B'nei Shichrut, if you're drunk, there's not concentration on love. You become just an animal. B'nei Grushat Alev, if you already made up your mind that you're getting rid of this woman. B'nei Irvuvia, where there were a number of different people that slept with her. This even both of them were husbands. So she didn't wait the requisite 3 months between the death of her husband and the divorce. And so we don't know really who the child is. B'nei Chatzufa. B'nei Chatzufa is a woman who openly demands sex. Yes, what? I thought that's a good thing. Any vomer shubanach min yom rebiyahonatan. Kol adam shishto tova'ato. A man whose wife is begging for it. His children will be greater than even in the door of Moshe. And I'll prove it to you. When we talked about the Chatchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, gather together the Shivim, and it's Anoshim Chachomim V'Nevonim was what he was looking for. And instead it says, V'Kachet Roshei Shivtechem, doesn't say anything about Nevonim. I guess he couldn't find any Nevonim. So, and yet we do find by Yisachar, it says Yisachar Chamor Gorim, and Chamor Gorim, we understand the Medrash means that because of that Chamor that ended up now being the way that Yaakov found out that he was really supposed to sleep with Leah, what bought his services for the night. So that was Gorim, the birth of Yisachar. And take a look at that. Yisachar creates Bina. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have people with Bina. There's nobody was demanding from her husband. So you're saying it's a bad thing to demand from her husband, and here Leah did it, and it's the greatest thing in the world. How do you explain that? No, that means that she makes herself. I mean, it's obvious that's what she wants, and it's obvious that she's leading him on and making him feel desirous, but all she said was, come to my tent. And she didn't say what they're going to do. I mean, maybe she meant, we'll have some champagne, you know. But the point is, she didn't mention anything about sex openly. And that, indeed, that's one of the Yonim in Gan Eden, that's the Huyim Sholbach. A woman is not Tovat Pepeh. Hadron Allah, Veil Mutarin, I don't know what to do over here without Saba Joshua. You know what? Maybe we should call him again. He didn't show up. We'll call him and demand action.
What's the cash register?
Oh, I left it. His cell phone too.
No, his cell phone, yeah.
Question is, what's today? The day we called him. So what day did we call him? 8:45, I have a call. That must be his. I made a call.
I thought it was 8:45
a.m. Yeah, yeah. Now, let's see. We'll finish the parrot again. No, phone is off. Okay. The phone tone, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow. We're going to tell him that if he isn't here, we're going to phone tone without him. Maybe we should do that, yeah. No, Chachamim omrim, there's no problem over here, not machmir milim, not onshim otom, but potchim on petach bimakom acher, even with charata, umelamdim otam kedei shelo yinagu kaladrosh benedorim. Oh, gufakasha. Amrit enish alin lem, and then you turn right around and tonatonim nishalu onshim otam machmir nalin, now you go both directions. Omer rav yudah hikatoni v'kulam, ein tzrichim she'ela, bamed vorem amurim betomit chacham, Aval be'amaret sheba lishal onshin otom machmirin alav. That's what it's referring to. Well, what does that mean, onshin? Machmirin, I understand. Means the law patchin ale becharata, you have to find a petach. But onshin, hechidami. Kedetanya, mishal azar v'aval aziroto, iniska kinlo, ad shinog bo yisr ki abim shenahag ben heter. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And that would be true of even these nedarim. Om Rabbi Yossi b'amed dvarim amurim benezirut mu'etet. Aval benezirut meruba, dayo shloshim yom. Om Rav Yosef, hold on, Rabbanan, em niskakin lo, you should know that a big dinner, the mizdakeke, lo avit shapi. Rav Akiba Yaakov, and it's worse than that, will be meshamtin on lay if he's nizdakit lo. Vechachamim omim potchin lo petach mimakom acher tana. Leolam, but melamdim, actually we're missing important words here, melamdim otan, kedei shlo yinagu kalabrosh benedorim. Tana. Leolam al tehei ragil benedorim, even if you're a Kohen. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Akiva diktani bimkom atinofech, ubechuvan keneged ha'akev. Tanya, ba'avur tiyah yiratu apreichem zo busha, levilti tachato, malamit shabusha meviya lidei yirat chet. Mikan amru, simin yafe ba'adam, shu baishan. Achirim omrim, kol adam amitbayesh lo bimeira hu chote, umi shein lo boshet panim, ביודוע שלא עמדו אבותיו על הר סיני. אומר רבי יוחנן בן דאבוי, ארבעה דברים סוכולים מלאכי השרת. חיגרים מפני מאהבים, לשופטים את שולחנם. אימים מפני מאהבים, מפני שמנשקין על אותו מקום. חרשים מפני מאהבים, מפני שמספרים בשעת תשמיש. סומים מפני מאהבים, מפני שמסתכלים באותו מקום. ורמינו שאלו אותי מהשלום, מפני מה בנייך יפהפיים ביותר? אמרה להם, אינו מספר עמי לא בתחילת הלילה, בסוף הלילה, לא בחצות הלילה. וכשהוא מספר מגל הטפח ומכס את טפח, ודומה עליו כמי שקפה או שד. ואמרתי לו, מה טעם? הוא אמר לי, כדי שלא אתן עיניי באישה אחרת, נמצאו בדיו באים לידי ממזירות. לא קשה במי לדתש, ושבת מנחמין הייתה. אומרי ביוחנן זו דברי יוחנן בן דהווי. אבל אמרו חכמים, אין הלכה כי יוחנן בן דהווי, אלא כל מה שאדם רוצה לעשות באשתו, עושה, משל, עושה רדר, משל לבשר הבא מבית הטבח, רצה לאוכלו, במלח אוכלו, צלי אוכלו, מבושל אוכלו, שולוק אוכלו, וכן דג הבא בבית הצייד. אומרה, מימר, מן, מלאכי השרת מספירה בנן, because איתם המלאכי השרת ממש. How could Rabbi Yochanan say, אין הלכה כי יוכל מדבוי? היינו בקי בצורת הבלטפי. Why would he call, בבנן, am I calling, מלאכי השרת? דמצייני כמלאכי השרת. הייתי, אתה לקם את הרבי. אומרה לו, רבי, ערכתי לו שולחן והפכות. אמר לה, ביתי, תורה היא תירתך, ומה אני מעשה לך? הייתי, אתה לקם את רב. אמרה לו, רבי, ערכתי לו שולחן והפכות. אמרנו, מה ישנה במיניתה? ולא תטורו אחרי לבבכם מכאן, אמר רבי, איש את האדם וכוזה, וייתן עיניו, that's אחרי עיניכם, אחרי לבבכם, אחרי עיניכם, בכוז אחר. אמר רבי, לא ניצחה, אלא אפילו שתיהן נשב. וברותי בכם המורדים והפושעים בי, אמר רבי לוי, אלו בני תשע מידות, בני אסנת משגעך, בני אמה ובני אנוסה, בני שנואה, בני נידוי, בני תמורה, בני מריבה, בני שחרות, בני גרושת הלב, בני רוביה, בני חצופה. What do you mean, חצופה? That's a good thing. אין אם אומר רב שמואל נחמני, אומר רבי יוחנן, כל אדם שאשתו תובעתו, הבי לו בונים שאפילו בדורו של משה רבינו לא היו כמותה, שבו הבו לכם אנשים חכמים ונבונים, וכתיב אקח את ראשי שבטיכם, לא כתיב נבונים, and yet by Yisachar, where it says Yisachar chamor gorem, וכתיב בבני Yisachar יודעי בינה לעתים, yeah, that's true, but it's only the מרציה הרצויה, not to be חצופה. The comparison to meat is not meant to be understood the way we talk about meat nowadays or beef nowadays. Actually, it is, in a sense. Because all that Revi and Rav were saying is that, what is your problem? Your problem is the physicality of sexuality? Let's meet. What difference does it make? You think it really matters to anybody, these kind of things? What's important is, how is it that he's loving you? How is it that he's treating you? How is it that he's caring about you? That you're really thinking about. For you to have your whole heart set on things that are meaningless, and are just a question of how it is you're going to eat meat. And these are the four types of different ways connected. The four things that we said earlier are meant to be usur, according to the Malachi Ashores. So what difference could it possibly make? It's all just physicality.